In closing, I want us to look at something very, very important. Turn to Numbers chapter 9. God led the people of Israel through the wilderness. And oh, how they tested God. And when you read it from God's point of view, makes sense. But if you were there with the people, I think you would have had a little different perspective. Numbers chapter 9, verse 15. Now on the day that the tabernacle was erected, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of testimony. In the evening, it was like the appearance of fire. How many would like to have a pillar of fire that rested over your house by night, indicating that God's presence was there with you, and that's where you were supposed to be? How many would like that to happen? I see a show of hands. It sounds great. Everybody, look, see, right there. That's, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And by day, had the appearance of a cloud. When the cloud lifted, what would they do? When the cloud lifted and began to move, what did everybody do? Everybody got all their stuff together and they set out after the cloud. What would happen when the cloud stopped? Cloud stopped? They stopped. Set up camp? Here's the leadership principle that God is going to lead your life. When the cloud moves, you move. When the cloud stays, you stay. How many think that you would have an easy time if that's the way your life was? Absolutely. Absolutely. I grew up thinking, why can't I have what they had? I wouldn't have responded the way they did, bunch of losers. God wasted all of His grace on those people. Let's think about it, though. You know where the cloud led them? What's the first place it led them to? The Red Sea. No way to get across. Who's coming up behind? Pharaoh's army. What's going to happen? He's not happy. There's the cloud. It's sitting right smack dab in front of the Red Sea. And how many think it's easy to follow God's will in your life? All you need is a cloud. And they looked at Moses and said, what were you thinking, you idiot? We're going to get slaughtered and it's all your fault. Moses said, watch as God delivers you. Red Sea parts, they pass over on dry land. Here comes Pharaoh after him. Whoosh, into Pharaoh's army. I don't know about you, but I consider that a faith builder. Wouldn't you say? How many people think, man, after an experience like that, I'm good to go. If I'd had any doubts beforehand, all those plagues and all that, that was kind of cool. But this was even cooler. You know what Genesis 14 says? Or Exodus 14 says? It says that the people put their trust, they feared the Lord, and they put their trust in the Lord and in Moses. That's what it says. Exodus 14, verse 31. When Israel saw the great power that the Lord had used, they feared Him and believed in Him and His servant. And the rest of the story is one of a contented, happy people joyfully following the Lord as God led them in His will. Right? 3 days. 3 days. We're not talking 3 weeks. We're not talking 3 months. We're not talking 3 years. We're talking 3 days later. Where did the cloud lead them? There's no water here. What in the world are you thinking? 3 days, no water, and what did the people do? Well, the cloud is here. It's clear this is God's will for my life, and so I'm content. He'll provide. No, no, no! crazy. We need water. Hello, we cannot survive without water. It's a necessity. Now you think about what you feel is a necessity to you in your life. We need money, okay? Money. You can't do things without money. We need money. God is leading. There's no money here. What are you thinking? There's no popularity here. There's no position here. There's no ministry. It's not what I thought it was going to be. There's no friends. There's no support group. I need these things. Why are you leading me to where there is nothing of what I know I need? You know what also led them to where there was no food? Not content with no water, God thought He would try them also with no food. We need food! What are you thinking? Who is this bird brain that's leading us around? And this cloud, it keeps going in these crazy places. I thought it was going to be easy to follow the Lord's leadership. Why doesn't what God does make sense? Tell me that I'm not the only one that felt like God's will in the direction of my life didn't make sense. Come on, show me a hand. God led you to where there was no water. God led you to where there was no food. And humanly speaking, it didn't make any sense. Did you know that He had the audacity to lead them again to where there was no water? He did it again! Ah, that's just insulting! And how He led, I mean, they could have made camp that morning and dadgum the cloud moves. Ah, come on! I just set up camp! We just got the fire going! You know how far I had to walk to get water back over where we are? So-and-so clan, they always get nearest to the water. We're stuck out here farthest away. I just drug it all the way back here, and now the cloud is moving? Sometimes the cloud just sat there and sat there. For a year, it would sit there. And when it stayed, they dare not move. They dare not move. Now, what do we learn from how God leads? What is the Bible tells us in Hebrews 3 and in 1 Corinthians 10 that we were told these stories so that they could be an example to us. Don't have the heart of unbelief that they had. Don't be idolatrous people like they were. Don't do what they did. I deliberately am showing you, I led these people, I did it this way, and I want you to learn from it. There is a great discipline to the leadership of God. Let me say that again. There is a great discipline to God's leadership in your life. And what may seem to us as God yanking us around from one place to another, there's no food, there's no money, there's no support group, there's nothing of what we think we need, that is, as its objective, teaching us to obey, regardless of whether it makes sense. You ever seen somebody train a dog? What do you want the dog to do? You want the dog to stay or move at your command, right? When you tell him to stay, you want him to stay. When you tell him to come, you want him to come. And what do that? You work with that dog. And you scold it if it moves when it's supposed to stay. And then you test it. You tell it to stay, and then you go over and you mess around with this water dish. Well, that's not fair. That's mean to the poor dog. Or you go around the corner and disappear from sight, and the dog can't see you anymore, and it wonders where you are. Where'd God go? He left me. He's gone. I'm alone. What am I going to do? God is waiting to see, will you stay at His command? the Israelites' point of view, if I had been there trudging along with them, I would have felt the same way. What is the point of all this? God's just messing around with us. But God wanted them to teach. God wanted to teach them to stay or move only at His command. Folks, we don't want God's permission to do things. We want a deep sense in our soul. This is what we must do. Our lives are too important to just be willy-nilly off in different directions. We want to know with certainty, this, yes, this is the direction God has for my life. And I'm going to go in that direction, even if there's no water, and even if there's no food, and even if there's no money, that's the direction I'm going right there. You want a sense in your soul, this is what I must do. Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 5, it gave us God's perspective on why He did that to the people of Israel. He says, you know, I led you to where there was no food. You know why I did that? I did that because I wanted you to learn that man does not live by what? Wait a second. That sounds familiar to me. Where have I heard that quoted before? Oh, Jesus. The perfect, sinless Son of God. The one who was baptized by John the Baptist and who the dove came out of heaven and the voice said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And immediately after that experience, He was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. And God led Him to where there was no food. Well, the people of Israel, bunch of losers. They needed to be yanked around like that. They needed a kick in the rear. Look at them. They needed that. Now I'm a much more reasonable kind of person. God the Father led His only begotten Son to where there was no food. And the first day went by, and there was no food. And there was a sense in Jesus' soul that here He must stay. And the second day went by, and there was no food. There was just water. And He had a sense in His soul, I have to stay. And the third day went by, and the fourth day went by, and the fifth day, and the sixth, and the seventh, and the eighth. And there was no food. And God's will didn't make sense. And what did He do? He stayed. The first week went by and the second week. By the end of the second week, surely God has... I've learned what I need to learn here, right? And the third week, and then the devil comes. You know how hungry Jesus was? There are stages where when you're fasting for extended long periods of time, there are various phases. You go through hunger, and then you go a while, you won't be hungry at all. And people have done it, and you can read up studies on the different phases of it. But you know what it says that He was at the end of that fast? It says He was hungry. And some of the people who did that 30-hour fast, they know, they told me, at the very, very end, I was so hungry. And who showed up? The angels didn't show up. The bread truck did not drive up and say, hey, great job! He led you to where there was no water. He led you where there was no food. He led you where there's no money. Now here's some money. The devil showed up and said, if you're really the Son of God, you know all you have to do is turn these stones into bread. It's sitting right here in front of you. And what did Jesus say? Do you think it was any accident that Deuteronomy chapter 8 was on His mind? Oh, I don't think so. The first thing He said to Satan was, God told me in Deuteronomy chapter 8, and this is exactly what He did to the people of Israel. He led them to where there was no water, and He said, I did that so that they would learn that man does not live by bread alone. And folks, God is going to lead you and me to where there is none of what we think we need. And what is His point in doing that? To make sure that you know that man does not live by that, but by the Word of God. We're going to close on that illustration. We've been talking tonight about how God leads. We want guidance on these decisions that are so crucial. We've got to know who to marry. We've got to know which house to buy. We've got to know whether we can sell. We've got to know how many children we should have. We've got to know this and this and this. But first, we need to understand the bigger picture of why God moves our lives in the direction that He does. And there is a great discipline to the Lord's leadership. He leads us one step at a time. And if you're facing right today a situation where you feel like, I don't have what I need, God's led me to this barren place, His purpose there is not to harm you, but to build you up and to teach you complete dependence on Him. Let's pray.